Hello, I'm Will Shires, and this is Talking Trucks. This week's episode is a bit different to usual. It's a New Year's quiz, and it's your chance to win a £100 Amazon voucher plus an annual subscription to Commercial Motor Magazine. You're about to hear 13 questions relating to the UK haulage industry in 2022. That's 12 regular questions and a tiebreaker. All you need to do is type out your answers and email them to competitions@roadtransport.com. I'll give you that email address again at the end. Now, if more than one person gets them all right, then the prizes go to whoever is closest with the tiebreaker. Right then, here goes. Question one. Back in September, what truck was crowned International Truck of the Year 2023? I'll repeat that. Back in September, what truck was crowned International Truck of the Year 2023? Question number two. What milestone did Commercial Motor Magazine commemorate in July? There's a bit of a clue in the image for this podcast episode. So once again, what milestone did Commercial Motor Magazine commemorate in July 2022? Question three. Name the broadcaster and presenter who came under heavy fire in May after posting footage on social media of a lorry driver he claimed had close passed a cyclist in London. I repeat, name the broadcaster and presenter who came under heavy fire in May after posting footage on social media of a lorry driver he claimed had close passed a cyclist in London. Question number four. Okay, now, if you're not an avid reader of Commercial Motor, you may want to Google this one. A Volvo FH with iSave set a new fuel economy record around Commercial Motor's road test route. But what MPG did it achieve? So that was a Volvo FH with iSave set a new fuel economy record around Commercial Motor's road test route. But what MPG did it achieve? Question number five. What Solihull-based logistics firm collapsed into administration in October with a loss of more than 200 jobs? So that's what Solihull-based logistics firm collapsed into administration in October with a loss of more than 200 jobs? Question number six. What Blackpool-based family-run haulage and plant hire firm put the UK's first ever electric tippers on the road in 2022. I'll repeat that. What Blackpool-based family-run haulage and plant hire firm put the UK's first ever electric tippers on the road in 2022? Question number seven. What's the name of the new industry trade show that took place in Stoneleigh Park at the end of June, early July 2022? It's back again next summer, and I'll be recording a podcast about it very soon. Right, let me repeat that then. So what's the name of the new industry trade show that took place in Stoneleigh Park at the end of June, early July 2022? Question 8. What major contract hire and rental firm announced plans to exit UK operations back in February? So that's what major contract hire and rental firm announced plans to exit UK operations back in February. Question number nine. What major retail group acquired logistics firm Gist for £230 million in July? So that's what major retail group acquired logistics firm Gist for £230 million in July 2022? Question number 10. DAF was the UK market leader in 2022 in terms of volume. How many years in a row has it taken that top spot? So DAF was the UK market leader in 2022 in terms of volume. How many years in a row has it taken that top spot? Question number 11. Which European truck manufacturer was forced to temporarily stop production due to component shortages linked with the war in Ukraine? Once more, which European truck manufacturer was forced to temporarily stop production due to a component shortage linked to the war in Ukraine? And finally, question number 12. Name the former RHA CEO who was appointed MD of logistics specialist KB Event in February. And one more time. Name the former RHA CEO who was appointed MD of logistics specialist KB Event in February. Okay, that's the 12 questions. Now for the tiebreaker. Remember, if it's a draw, then it's all down to whoever's guessed closest with this question. And the question is, how many new generation DAF XF, XG and XG Plus trucks were registered in the UK in 2022? Let me repeat that. That's how many new generation DAF XF, XG and XG Plus trucks were registered in the UK in 2022. Okay, that's it. Now you just need to email the answers to all 13 questions to competitions@roadtransport.com. That's competitions@roadtransport.com. The competition closes at midnight on the 5th of January, and I'll announce the answers and the winner's name on the 12th of January. Terms and conditions apply. Good luck, everyone, and Happy New Year.